Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 26th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's talk about today's show. Well, I'm going to start with a rather sad comment about the debt situation, which is, as we all know, out of control. All hope for fiscal sanity just vanished into thin air. Both major political parties are working together to destroy America's financial future. So I'll be talking about this to start the show off. A series of research papers has just been published revealing that human activity accounts for no more than a 0.01% centigrade rise in global temperatures. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that study. I will leave commentary to your own imagination, but I think you should know of the current developments. Well, Elizabeth Warren has boldly warned that an economic crash is coming. And that, from a presidential candidate, is significant, so we need to address it. Well, this is what Trump has to say. Great nations do not fight endless wars. Oh, yes, they do. As the British, French, Germans, Japanese, and Russians showed in the last century, that is how they cease to be great nations. Well, US diplomats are threatening to destroy regimes and entire economies that seek to remain independent. So we'll talk about that. The warfare state has always been an instrument of American empire. It is no guardian, no savior of domestic liberty, prosperity, and happiness. So I'm going to make a few comments about the latest developments in that department. Well, did you know that thousands of people in Sweden are having futuristic microchips implanted into their skin to carry out everyday activities and replace credit cards and cash? This is very interesting. It's coming to a hand near you, so I advise you to listen to this and to inform yourselves accordingly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to take urgent and far-reaching steps to protect yourselves. The financial markets are not going to be your friend in the future, and we are going to need to know, first of all, what is happening, and secondly, what to do about it. And finally, I shall issue a very quick reminder about why it's impossible for the printing of money and the lowering of interest rates to continue. So that's our show for today. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will, as I said, gladly email you independently upon request 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I really do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So do feel free, select any 3 shows from the Podbean archive, but I do highly recommend the latest 3 shows, the most recent ones, because they will give you a really good insight into how I deal with topical events. So let me just conclude with my information. The email address you will need to make your request it will be rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That also, by the way, is blazoned across the Podbean page, so you will be able to obtain it from there as well. Now, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think many of you know. My Facebook page deals with comments which are probably a little bit too short for inclusion in the major show. But nevertheless, I suggest that you give it a look from time to time. And the address there is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now, that's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And I have a Twitter page which takes just the quick one-liners, which hopefully you will find entertaining, amusing, and also important and significant. And the Twitter address for that purpose would be www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's RM for my initials, Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. All one word, lowercase, no punctuation. So, with that, I shall wish you an excellent weekend, and I will be back again. This is Richard Martin saying, see you again on Monday for a new update. Bye-bye.